Welcome to Bristol Radio, your one-stop shop for all things audio from Bristol Motor Speedway and Dragway.
So do you like those old wore-out racetracks that wear the tires out and you get to sliding around a lot?
Mm-hmm. Those are the ones that are fun for me. I liked high-banked tracks. As soon as we get to those long, flat tracks, not my thing.
Are you running New Hampshire this year?
Yes, I ran New Hampshire last year. And I was like, man, coming to the corners, I was like, I do not like this. And I like those Bristol tracks where you sail it into the corners, no brake, and you just
it
feel
just
the car
the
sink down. Yeah. It's not just like the rear that sinks or the front. Yeah. Oh, it's good on the right front. It's like the whole car plants.
What was your thoughts on the first time you walked into Bristol?
Bristol was a little nerve-wracking.
Isn't it crazy?
After about 2 hours, I couldn't hear anything, so it's all just sight after that. And so that track, I have such a love for that track just because I feel like it favors my driving style, and it's just so much fun. I don't think there's a track that could get more fun than Bristol. If for good racing, though, I feel like Iowa's one where you can run the top side, run the low side. Like, we were running on the bottom there when I was racing there, but then I lost my brakes, and then I ran the top side, and next thing you know, we're in third. So it was good for me. And so there's just those tracks where it works in your favor a little bit more.
Yeah. I went to Bristol for the first time, and it's so fast. And even so, it took me like 40 laps for my mind to sort of figure out what was happening, like for me to catch up.
Yeah.
And I thought that would go away. But every time I went back there, I mean, even the last year I ran there, the first 10 laps on the track, it's like everything's in fast forward, right? And it just doesn't – and then it finally slows down and gets comfortable. I was always kind of intimidated by that track but loved it at the same time. That was one of my favorite races to go to. If you were going to say, all right, man, 12-year-old me, Where do you want to go? What's the one race? You can go to one race. It was always the Bristol night race.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Yeah, that'd probably be my pick, too. But I think it's just such a unique track, and I wish there were more tracks
like
that.
I do, too.
There isn't, which kind of sucks. But in the end, that's what makes that race that much better and that track so much more valuable when you go there.
Yeah. What are the K&N tracks like as far as the surface out there on the West Coast? Because the – One thing I don't think fans understand is how different the surfaces of these racetracks are depending on the geographical location. So what is it like mostly out on the West Coast?
A lot of these short tracks, they'll repave them 1 year. Like when we went to Colorado, like that place, it was all repaved. The year before it wasn't, and you're practically jumping through one and two because there's so many little like humps on the bottom. And so it changes it pretty much every single year. You go to some tracks like Tucson, just depending on how much it rains, just how much wear is on the track. Last year at Tucson, I was like going and qualifying, and all of a sudden, like my car hits the track so hard, a whole like concrete comes out in the cement part. And so they're rough tracks, the short tracks that we go to. A lot of times it's really hot out there, so they're always slick. And so it's just finding a way how you can set up your car to favor that slick driving, where it's going to be, okay, you need it slick in qualifying, but next thing you know, it's going to tighten up for the race, but then you have to gauge how much, because you only go there one time a year, so it's not like you know, and they're always changing from the years before, so it's different. But I like when we get to go to the Bristol tracks, the Iowas. Those are kind of where it's really a lot of fun.
Thanks so much for listening. Like Bruton always says, we work for the fans, and we like making sports and entertainment fun here at Bristol. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, we'd love it if you would subscribe and share it with all of your friends on all your favorite social media channels. Like, follow, or tag BMS Updates so we can join in on the fun too. It's Bristol, baby.